Welcome to St. Paul's Sunday's Snippets. This is a time where we intentionally stop to reflect upon the readings appointed for this day. I pray that the Spirit would open your heart and your mind and your ears to hear God's word anew. That as we close out this year, I pray that the Spirit would speak to you to help you in your daily walk. And as you prepare to begin again in the new year that's upon us in a couple of days, may the Spirit work in our lives. Now we begin in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Shine into our hearts the light of your wisdom, O God, and open our minds to the knowledge of your word, that in all things we may think and act according to your goodwill, and may live continually in the light of your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our second reading that's appointed for this day comes from Paul's letter to the church of Colossae, the third chapter. Paul writes, "As God's chosen ones, holy and beloved, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, and patience. Bear with one another, and if anyone has a complaint against another, forgive each other just as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive. Above all, clothe yourself with love, which binds everything together in perfect harmony, and let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, to which indeed you are called in the one body. And be thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Teach and admonish one another in all wisdom, and with gratitude in your hearts sing psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs to God. And whatever you do, in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." The word of the Lord. As we're a couple of days past Christmas, and as I read this passage from Colossians, part of what I began to think about, I thought about this image, this metaphor. Clothe yourself with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience. Clothe yourself with love. Paul uses this notion of clothing. And in many ways, I think about clothing in our real world. Sometimes clothing says a lot about ourselves. As a pastor, you wear a lot of times a collar, as it's called, that communicates a message. Christmas Eve and Christmas Day, sometimes people wear new outfits that they want to dress up and look nice. Sometimes we have, you know, matching outfits, or some people, their tradition is an ugly Christmas sweater and all those things. The way that we clothe ourselves, the things that we put on, communicate something about ourselves. Paul's using this image to say the same thing. He says, as we walk in faith, as we seek to live out what it means to live a life of faith, what we should do is to see ourselves putting on the right clothing. What does it mean to walk in faith? Sometimes it's easy just to use, you know, big kind of cliches or words like, let yourself be led by the Spirit, right? Show love to one another. We talk about these big generalities. Paul is saying here, this is what this means. We talk about being the hands and feet of Christ. Here's what it looks like. Clothe yourself. Put on garments that are filled with compassion, kindness, humility, meekness, patience, so that as we encounter others, what do? We're filled with compassion. We have empathy for those who are struggling and seek to help them. right? What do? We're not filled with being proud or showing strength, right? Of having to always be right. He says, bear with one another. And if anybody's got a complaint, forgive them. How do we live a life that seeks to forgive other people when they have wronged us? Instead of holding grudges, we offer a word of forgiveness. And we let it go. And think about the difference that will make in our lives. If we seek to live this out, we clothe ourselves in love. And the word love here is a sense of this self-giving, right? And 1 Corinthians 13 that a lot of people use at weddings, right? That love is not boastful or proud. It's not arrogant. It doesn't seek to keep a record of wrong or right, right? But is self-sacrificing, is willing to give of oneself for the sake of others. Paul says, this is what the Christian life looks like. This is what it means. When we do these things, we allow that peace of Christ to rule in our heart, that we don't harbor grudges or animosity towards others, but we seek to see the best in our neighbor. I'm convinced, I think one of the commandments that we need to lift up in our world today is the 8th commandment, which says, do not bear false witness, right? That it's one of the ones that we don't think much about. But Luther talks about it and he says, part of what this means is we seek to explain our neighbor's behavior in the best possible light. What does that mean? It means we give people the benefit of the doubt. We don't, when they say something, we don't automatically think the worst. We don't judge them and you know, demonize them. But rather we seek to see, where is the good? What are they attempting to accomplish, even if we don't agree with them? I mean, I think in our world today that seems to be so divided. What we do is we demonize one another rather than go, wait a minute, what is it that we have in common? What are we attempting to achieve? Because I think part of it, at least in our country, most people want to see the best thing for our country. We have disagreements on how to get there. But can we, rather than demonize and sort of call people names or just, you know, want to throw them in jail, go, wait a minute, how can we work together? How do we approach things in a spirit of humility and meekness, a sense of compassion, empathy, kindness? These things will go a long way. And part of it is when we do that, we allow the peace of Christ to rule in our heart. It changes us and transforms us. And part of it is, I think, that it begins where it says here in verse 16, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Because if we stop and we do what we say the purpose of this is, to reflect upon God's word, to allow God's word to come into our life, to allow it to have meaning and shape and mold us. When we hear the words of Christ, God's word comes to us and it calls us to love our neighbor, to help those in need, to welcome the strangers and the orphans and widows, to have compassion and empathy for all people. Not to judge, but to extend a hand of help. When we allow that word of Christ to dwell in us, it's not about retribution and seeking to push down others, but it's seeking to be with one another as brothers and sisters in Christ, to be siblings with one another, to seek to be the people of God. Paul says this is what it means to be a community. And part of it is, this is how the church needs to move forward. rather than being divided by all kinds of things? How do we see one another as fellow children of God and allow Jesus' words to dwell in us richly, to change us, to transform us, to mold us, so that we clothe ourselves with love, so that we clothe ourselves with humility and meekness and kindness and empathy. We let the peace of Christ rule in our heart. Be clothed with love, forgiving one another as we have been forgiven. And when we do this, not changing rules and regulations, but when we seek to live these words out, then our world will change. Then we'll transform the culture. And Christ will reign supreme. Not by rules and regulations, because after all, Jesus says his kingdom was not of this world. But when we're transformed internally, we will help others to be transformed as well. Clothe yourself, as Paul says, with love, with peace, humility, and allow that word of Jesus to dwell in us richly. Amen. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, we give you thanks for your word and pray that it would dwell in us richly. May this word be implanted within our lives so that we would be filled with the fruits of the Spirit, that we would clothe ourselves with love, with humility, with kindness, meekness, patience, that we would bear with one another, we would forgive each other and go forth as the people of God. Transform us into your servants, being firmly rooted in your word and doing everything, whether in word or deed, to your glory, so that your kingdom would come, your will would be done on heaven or on earth as it is in heaven. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. And now, as you go on your way, may Christ go with you. May he go before you to show you the way. May he go behind you to encourage you, beside you to befriend you, above you to watch over you, and within you to give you peace. Amen.